As we've heard this morning, the battle for Aleppo has reached a new crisis point. Syrian government forces have closed in on the rebel-held part of the city, where thousands of civilians have been held under siege. Yesterday, there was word of a ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey. Now that ceasefire appears to have fallen apart, and the plans to evacuate residents have stalled. Here's how people inside Aleppo right now are describing the situation.
It was hell. It was worse than hell. Chilling. And you can just see bodies on the streets. You can hear their voices crying just to find someone help. They gave us two choices only. Leave or die. You leave your friends. You leave your house. You leave your history.
Leave or die. That was Abdul Kafi Alhamdo. He's an English teacher who's still in eastern Aleppo with his wife and small daughter. We also spoke with Munther Itaki, an activist still living in the besieged part of the city. He's living there with his wife and five-month-old son. His parents now live in Turkey, but he chose not to leave. Now, as the level of violence has increased in recent days, he's reconsidering his options.
I didn't flee before because this is my home. This is my place and my first place that I smell the freedom. And actually, there's no way to flee out of the city except through the Assad regime area this time.
And the problem was activists like Munther didn't trust the regime to let them leave peacefully.
When we decided to stay here, our decision was dying here is preferred to catch by the Assad regime. So, because if we pass to the Assad regime area, to West Aleppo will be catched and will be tortured or be killed, not in the speed way. We will suffer a lot.
Munther told us he will try to flee the city through another route because he has no other option.
I will try to flee Aleppo, but by safe corridor. It's not my choice, but we force it for that because of these war crimes which happened in Aleppo because of the Assad regime.
That was Munther Itaki, one of the residents of eastern Aleppo, who have been telling us their story this morning.